Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Today, the federal court will hand down a ruling in a landmark climate change case brought by Torres Strait Islanders against the Australian government. Ricky Kirby takes a look back at the history of this case.
Zenath Kes, also known as the Torres Strait Islands, is a collection of 200 islands stretching from the Cape York to Papua New Guinea. Torres Strait Islanders have lived on these remote islands for thousands of years. Now they are on the front line of the climate change crisis. With sea levels rising twice the speed as the global average, they say that their country and culture is under threat.
Most of low-lying islands in the Torres Strait will go underwater. That is very true, because Saibai and Buigu will be the very first islands to disappear.
For decades, traditional owners Uncle Pabai Pabai and Uncle Paul Kabai have watched sea levels flood their homes, destroy their crops and dislodge sacred burial sites.
We've lost everything.
In October 2021, Uncle Pabai and Uncle Paul filed a landmark lawsuit against the federal government. They argued that the government has not done enough to protect their people and islands from climate change. A year later, the UN Human Rights Committee made a historic ruling, finding that Australia's failure to protect Torres Strait Islanders from climate change violated their right to practice culture.
This is likely to be the most consequential climate case in Australian legal history. It's also a global first. It's the first time First Nations people have sued their national government in their home courts over climate change inaction and failure.
The federal court travelled to Boigu, Badu and Sabai Islands to hear on-country evidence from traditional owners, who fear they'll become climate refugees in their own country. Now, 4 years on, the federal court will deliver its ruling on the landmark case, on whether the federal government should be held accountable to protect people from climate change.
What happens on Tuesday in court is really out of our control. What we've got to see is whether the court is ready to take the step legally that we all know we need it to. Whether it does in this case or not, it is inevitable that the court will hold the Australian government accountable for its role in creating climate harm in Australia on Australians. And the uncles have formed an important part of that story and are trailblazers in the work that they have done.
Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
The two men who have driven this case are traditional owners Uncle Pabai Pabai and Uncle Paul Kabai. They sat down with our Queensland correspondent, Dan Rennie.
This has been a long journey for both of you. This process has gone on for a number of years. What does it mean for you ahead of the decision tomorrow? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling very positivity towards this landmark case, and I'm looking forward for it, to support to this case, and you know how the case will be handed down. The land case will be handed down to the betterment for our people.
What have you learnt along the way? It's something that you didn't realise you'd find out along this process.
We've learnt a lot since we've started the journey back in 2021. So it's a journey that we've learnt about. How we gonna get to the stage where we can stop the government and ask the government to stop polluting and stop the climate change? So there's been lots of areas where we have been new areas where we've learnt a lot until now to these days.
Do you feel the pressure of a burden? Do you carry the weight on your shoulders?
Not really, but you know it's not. We are just a sitting up there, but the most pressure that we have for the majority of the people and for the community that based on what we discussed to the case that we handed down to the people, and we will help the people on this case. The legacy that we brought, not only to myself, but to future generation to live on, this is why we handed down at this stage now. This is my whole majority of this case to be done and to be win this case to the people of the young generation.
The Cairns Indigenous Art Fair returned to tropical North Queensland over the weekend, showcasing the bold and brilliant work of First Nations artists from across the state. Dan Rennie went along for a look.
Held at the iconic Tanks Art Centre in Gilmore, Cairns, the spirit of country, culture and connection is on full display.
KIAF brings together art centres and people from the Torres Strait, Cape York and around Queensland, but everyone who has connection, whether you're living in Queensland or elsewhere, comes to KIAF.
Now in its 16th year, the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair brings together more than 300 artists across contemporary painting, sculpture, weaving, fashion, film and performance art.
Us as, you know, as I guess professional artists, we tend to just target the big museums, but it's always important, I think, to sort of, you know, stay in touch with the local market. I'm just happy to contribute to KIAF.
This year's theme, Pay Attention, is a powerful call to action in the wake of the Voice referendum, urging Australians to stay alert to the ongoing social, political and cultural challenges facing First Nations communities.
My piece is called Spill the Tea on the Colony, and we know what that means. It means let's really get to the nitty-gritty. I want people to sit down, have a cup of tea after KIAF, and then be thinking about, what am I paying attention to about my place in the colony?
KIAF is also a platform for deep conversation, knowledge sharing and cultural exchange.
It's a cultural gathering, so, you know, we're running into our mobs, come here and we get to catch up with everyone. It's really special.
A proud and powerful reminder that black art matters. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
A Western Arrernte runner is preparing to make history as the first Indigenous Australian to compete in all seven Abbott World Marathon Majors. The Sydney Marathon has been added to the World Major list and Charlie Mayhar will run it next month. As part of his training, the 42-year-old has taken part in a NAIDOC event with other First Nations runners. Charlie was the first graduate of the Indigenous Marathon Project that supported around 150 First Nations runners to compete in marathons around the world. He hopes his Sydney Marathon will inspire Indigenous youth to get involved in running.
Super important, yeah. We're in Gadigal country here and pretty special to be able to have the seventh major here in Australia, in Sydney, on country. So really looking forward to it. Everyone, you know, record numbers out there, everyone together and running together and, you know, we celebrate together and really super excited and grateful for the opportunity.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights and tune into NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.